Welcome back, revolutionaries, I guess. You know, hey, what's up? So thank you, Tammy Baldwin. That was amazing. She's incredible. We're so lucky to have her here in Wisconsin. I told you I have two powerhouse guests. And so the other guy, he's here in studio.
Yay.
The representative elect.
That's right.
Holy cow. You won too.
I know.
Ahmad Rivera Wagner. What is up?
Living the life.
Yes.
It's like the first beautiful snow.
Yes. We're recording this and it is the winter storm that is here.
Yeah.
Winter storm is upon us.
And I am nowhere next to as cool or as powerhouse as Tammy Baldwin. So the fact that I even get to be on the same show at the same time.
Oh, stop it.
It's kind of cool. But, you know, beautiful day.
Yes.
Great guest.
Yes.
And a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. There really is. You know, and you won.
Yeah. It was.
That's pretty cool.
You know,
how was the election night?
Kind of wild. It was a late night.
It was.
And so the funny quick story is the county had decided for the first time ever to do partial results.
Yes.
And so what happened is that people weren't used to that. So all of a sudden around midnight, there were partial results, but people thought that they were the final results.
Right.
So everybody was like freaking out. So my phone was blowing up saying,
I probably did that. To be fair.
They're like, oh, like are these the right numbers? I'm like, no, like they haven't counted the absentee ballot. But I knew that.
Right.
Because I'm a government policy nerd.
Right.
But no one else did. So I was getting calls from all over the country about the presidential race, about the Senate race, about the state Senate race, my race, the other rep race, because none of these were called.
Yeah.
Because they were waiting on Green Bay and Milwaukee. And so, heart attack, stressed.
Yeah.
But then, you know, elation. I mean, the idea that a formerly homeless kid who fell in love with a dairy farmer and lives in the community of his dreams gets to represent them on Capitol Hill is just kind of, you know, at the Capitol is just absolutely incredible, right?
That's pretty badass American story, my friend, isn't it?
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, it's a special honor.
Yeah.
I want to continuously make the people of Green Bay and the 90th proud because I think we're a special bunch. But the truth is I'm lucky and thankful to the people of the 90th for electing me.
Yeah. And that was we're thankful, too. You know, that's they did the right thing. So, yeah, well, I'm not unbiased there. They did the right thing. How has it been since Election Day? I'm sure, like, because I've heard stories of, okay, you get elected, and then you're like, oh, okay, now time to, wait, what? There's a handbook? There's a what now? You know? And so it's like you go from, you're going 100 miles an hour, but now it's like you're going 200.
Right. So people forget this. I went back to work.
Right, yeah, right? you have a job.
So I left campaigning full-time to go back to work full-time as the mayor's chief of staff.
Right.
So still helping to run the city, while also getting prepped and prepared to serve the community. And really great things on both sides, on both sides of that work. You know, the cool part is I went to the Capitol for new member orientation.
I saw some pictures there. Oh, how cool.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's funny because, you know, people who've been in the building probably, you know, they think there's good and bad offices. I walked in and I was like, this is the most beautiful building.
It is, yeah.
I've ever had an office in.
Right.
To me, there are no bad offices.
You have an office in the Capitol.
I have an office in the Capitol. Yeah. I just was deeply emotional.
I would have been overwhelmed, really.
So it was beautiful to see that. I got to meet my colleagues, both my Democratic colleagues and my Republican colleagues. We had a lot of fun hanging out, getting to know some of the basics of how the machinations of local government work. I mean, sorry, state government work inside the building. We have to fix that in my brain. And so we spent almost nearly a week there just getting to know each other, but also how does the legislative bureau work? How do you get business cards and start websites? But how do you do constituent services? How do you make sure that bills are being tracked? And how do you hire staff? And so it's been fun.
Yeah, you got to hire people.
So I had to hire someone.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
But we'll wait until it's all final.
Okay.
Maybe I'll come on the show for like a He's great.
Absolutely.
He's great, but I can't, not yet.
Okay.
You have to sign the dotted line, but
we had to hire
staff, pick offices, talk about committees, which we want to be on.
Wow.
Legislation that we're interested in building rapport with my new colleagues. We're planning in district swearing-in ceremony. We're most likely going to have several state reps and the state senator right here in the community, so people don't have to go to Madison.
That's cool.
We get sworn in on January 6th, so we talk through January 6th, which is, you know,
like,
talk about
the date, I was like, oh, God.
Talk about ironies.
No kidding.
We can get into how ironic that is, particularly for me, but it was a lot of fun. And then,
how ironic is it?
So, you know, I've told this story on your show before, but part of the reason I ended up running for office here, not only just because I love this community and I think I can do a good job, but on January 6th, you know, 4 years ago, people protested outside City Hall calling for a white supremacy group to come get me, Celestine Jeffries, and the mayor with our names potentially.
You were a huge target.
Right. Claiming that I work for Facebook and that potentially means that I was worthy of death. Mm-hmm. And so to go from that level of vitriol, which I knew wasn't representative of this amazing community, knew that that didn't represent who we were, but it motivated me to not only get closer to our community, but to want to run for office to show so many other people that we are a community that wants to get closer together, support each other, lift each other up, and that election denialism, no matter who's elected, shouldn't have any place here, but threats and harassment of local officials, just because we don't like what they're doing or what they may or may not believe in, shouldn't equal death threats. Disagreement shouldn't equal death threats. And I think what's really powerful is that we ran a whole campaign on taking care of each other, lifting each other up, focusing on policy, and building a Green Bay for everyone, and we won.
Yeah, it was really a neat thing. We're talking with Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner, Assembly Representative-elect for the 90th that represents Green Bay. It was... Election night was very... God, there were so many takeaways, good and bad.
Yeah, and, you know, as I want to remind people, Green Bay actually got a tad bit bluer.
Yeah.
That Harris actually... got more votes than Biden did in 2020.
Yeah, that's great.
That we had the highest turnout, I believe, among college students. That actually, that district, that ward that's in my district, actually got more blue, the most blue in the state. And so there are all kinds of takeaways, right? There are things that happen statewide. But one of the things I think is really powerful about what happened here in Green Bay, people are kind of tired of the chaos and conspiracy theories. It's not about right and left. It's about, are you pro-Green Bay or not pro-Green Bay?
Right.
And I think even with a Trump wave, everywhere else in Green Bay, Wisconsin, there was a deep interest in saying, we're kind of tired of the chaos.
Yeah.
We want better folks who are going to do a better job for the most people or all people, and not people who are going to pick their friends to take care of them.
Yeah, and I think that's what's so cool about, you know, kind of your message and some of the other ones that ran is that, and it matches what we say on the show, is it's not about left versus right. It's about right versus wrong.
Right, 100%.
You know, and that's freaking cool. And I think that with some of the experience that you've had over the last years, you know, in local government that doesn't have labels. I mean, and some of the some of the city council folks, I mean, you know where they stand, but at the end of the day, there is no Republican or Democrat behind their name, and you really have to work together to get things done. We're going to continue the discussion here on the other side with our friend, mine and yours, Assembly Representative-elect Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner here on The Rational Revolution.